What is up, everyone? This is Alex Lieberman, co-founder and CEO of Morning Brew, coming to you with another episode of The Founder's Journal, my daily diary made public for the world in audio and video form, where I talk about the most important moments, challenges, wins, and losses behind the scenes at Morning Brew. As always, I am joined by my co-pilot, Mr. Joshua Kaplan. Josh, you ready to hop into it?
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
So I'm going to start with a little bit of story time, and it's going to be a story about golf, but I promise even if you don't play golf, you will appreciate the story, and I promise it'll tie back to business. So yesterday morning, I took a golf lesson. It was 7:30 in the morning, like 45 degrees in New Jersey, dew still on the ground, and I had a playing lesson. A playing lesson in golf means you don't hit with your instructor on the range, like in the practice area. They take you on the course and they actually watch how you approach the game and play holes in real life. My instructor's name is Charlie. He's been playing the game for 40 years and he is incredible, not because he is the most athletic or the largest golfer, but he plays the game like chess. He is one of the most incredible mental golfers I've ever met. He thinks about everything. He thinks about the way that the grass is touching the ball, the temperature in the air, the way the wind is moving, not just at eye level, but also 100 feet in the air, and what the implications are of a miss hit. So where do you want to hit the ball for your next shot to be in a great position for where you want to hit it a shot or two from there? And so there's one thing when I was taking this lesson with him that has stayed with me and I think is going to continue to stay with me. And it was his approach to putting. For non-golfers, putting is what I consider the highest finesse, highest stakes type of shot in golf. It's what happens at the end of each hole, and it's what makes great players great. And so Charlie was observing my putting. He saw me line up to my putt, take my practice swing, and then take my putt. And after the putt, which I missed, he goes, "Alex, you need to study the putt from both sides of the hole. You need to look from the front of the hole and see the way that the green tilts. You need to go to the back of the hole and see if anything looks different from that side relative to the front side." And my response to Charlie was, "Charlie, do you do this on every single putt? Do you do it just on some of them while you're on the course?" And I'll never forget what he said. He goes, "Alex, I've been studying the putt from both sides of the hole, from front and from back, and taking the exact same practice swing for the last 28 years. And this just resonated with me on so many levels, because this is how Charlie has become so exceptional at this sport, not by muscling his way to greatness, not by working out 7 times a week, but by mastering his mind and mastering his personal process. And so as I think about Morning Brew and just my life, what I realized for myself is exactly what Charlie is incredible at, this idea of just discipline and mastering personal process. This is something that I've long struggled with and something that I know I need to improve at, to excel, not just for the next week, month, or year, but for the next 10 years or 20 years. And the reason I thought about this today is not just because I had my lesson yesterday, but because today I was incredibly undisciplined about the process or my personal processes in work. All of last week, I had, let's call it, the same personal process or pre-shot routine to how I went about work. I'd wake up in the morning, I'd work out, I'd shower, I'd have my coffee, and then I take 10 minutes where I'd write down my 10 priorities for the day, say, what are the 4 non-negotiables that I need to do? And then basically translate those 4 non-negotiables into actual blocks on my calendar so that I knew that I would give love, time, and attention to all of the important priorities that I needed to. Of course, today I did not start my day that way. I woke up, I didn't work out, I had a cup of coffee, and then I just started working. I literally just went into one of the tasks that I told myself yesterday was really important. What happened because of that? Well, because I didn't go through the same approach of saying the 4 or 5 things, putting them into my calendar, basically I've spent the last 6 hours doing this one task. And yes, I've pushed this one task forward, but I've neglected the 4 or 5 other things that I said were non-negotiable that now I'm going to have to double down on over the next 1, 2, or 3 days. And so as I think about my lesson with Charlie, what I just realized is, like, yes, that applies to golf and it's going to make me a better golfer. But if I can't figure out ways to master my personal processes and actually have discipline for the next decade and not the next week, I'm going to have serious challenges for the rest of my career. And it's just something that, you know, I'm going to continue to think about and set reasonable expectations. So hopefully I can master these processes. And, you know, before we sign off, I want to ask you, Josh, about your personal processes, because I think you're in a completely different stratosphere as it relates to discipline and doing the same thing over and over and over to be methodical and organized in the way you do work. How are you able to stay so disciplined and consistent with your personal processes?
Thank you. That's
no problem. You got it.
I think somewhere a couple of years ago, I was in college. Somebody told me that like you only have like a certain amount of like decision making power per day, and like so you have like 100 decision points. And it's like the whole Steve Jobs thing. Like you're gonna waste effort on choosing what to wear every day. You're just gonna use that to think of other things. So within the work capacity for me, it's what do I just have to not think about deciding on and just do, because I know it's impactful and I know it works. And it can be anything from like not answering emails throughout the day and only doing it for a certain block, and can also be knowing when I have to, like throughout the week, I know that I have to do certain things on a recurring basis, so I don't try and let those things compete with other thinking time. Or if I have to do a more heady exercise and think about what are our plans for business casual for Q4, I'm just going to block out an hour and not rush it and give myself the time. So there's just something about like how I like to make decisions that I think has always been central to the way that I work.
Yeah.
And it's discipline, but it's,
and you know, I think also it's easy to overlook, because if we tie this back to yesterday's episode, how we were talking about like, how do you know when you're breaking too many things? How do you know when you're moving too fast? And one of the ways that I said, like, how do you avoid breaking things? It's by hiring people that have processes that they've established throughout their career. And like building process is kind of like, you know, the crystal key to scaling your company. I think reflecting on that, I still agree with that statement, but I think it's so easy if you spend so much time thinking about building processes to grow your company that you're going to neglect thinking about your own processes, like internally you as a person. What are the processes you've set up for yourself to succeed and continue to put out great, smart, productive work on a long-term basis? And so, you know, what I took from the lesson with Charlie from you just as a professional is setting up the right internal processes are so incredibly important. It's what allow you to be exceptional at what you do with longevity. And I'd love to hear from all of you listening to this right now. What are the processes you've put in place for yourself? How have you mastered your internal processes or your pre-shot routines? Are you in the camp like me where it is a constant challenge to stay consistent on a weekly basis? Or have you been able to master your processes over the last several months or years even?
I'll add, we are so intentional about over-communicating our processes when we work together on something, whether it's a founder's journal thing or anything else within work. We are so deliberate about who does what when. And the idea that you don't need to do any of that for your own one-person work seems delusional.
Totally. I don't think we, in general, as workers, think about things that way. So I'd love to hear from you, the listener. What are your internal processes? Have you mastered them, or are you on that road to mastery? Shoot me an email at alex@morningbrew.com. Would always love to jam out about it. And thank you, as always, for listening to the Founders Journal. We will catch you all tomorrow. Have a great rest of your day. Take it easy, everyone.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It's packed with benefits to help unlock more value from your business purchases. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.